everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Korea Travelogue, where we invite you to explore different parts of Korea. Today, we follow producer Oh Arum as she goes on a food tour of Seoul Bamdokgaebi Night Market in Yeouido. I'm your host, Jenny Jo, and I'll be back shortly. As the weather gets colder, the leaves are turning red, yellow, and orange. The colorful leaves look even more vivid under the sparkling blue skies of Seoul. If fall foliage brightens nature, it is the bright light that illuminates the city. Night markets in particular bring the city to life with their energy, and the city of Seoul has plenty of exciting night markets to choose from. On today's Korea Travelogue, producer Oh Arum tours Seoul Bamdokgaebi Night Market in Yeouido, which opens on Fridays and Saturdays during the summer and autumn months. And what is a night market without its specialty? Food trucks. These restaurants on wheels provide visitors with great eats from all over the world. So Arum heads off to Seoul Bamdokgaebi Night Market, located by the Hangang River in Yeouido. Arum gets off subway line number 5 at Yoinaru Station and arrives at a spacious riverside park only a 10-minute walk away from the night market. A man-made stream flows on one side of the street. Arum follows the thin waterway to arrive at the night market. At the entrance to the market, she spots a square, orange-colored makeshift structure. A large sign with the capital letter I indicates that it's the operation headquarters and information center. A painting of a dokkaebi, a goblin from Korean folklore, is drawn on the structure's side, and a flag featuring a dokkaebi is flying high on the roof. Dokkaebis are often featured prominently in Korean folktales. Unlike the monsters and goblins in Western fairy tales, the mischievous dokkaebi is considered a familiar and endearing being to Koreans. Dokkaebis, being nocturnal, usually appear at night, which makes them the perfect symbol for the night market. The dokkaebi drawings and large balloon figures stationed all over the marketplace seem ready to come alive at any moment. It's now 5 in the afternoon, about an hour left until the market opening, but the place already appears ready to welcome visitors. Arum decides to look around the riverside park before hitting the market. The first thing she sees is two rows of orange tents standing side by side. At these tents, artists and craftspeople sell their handmade items at affordable prices. Shoppers can purchase quality leather goods, accessories, perfumes, and various original creations at these tent stalls.
여기도 6시가 돼야 판매를 하시는 건가요?
예, 6시부터요.
아, 근데 시향은 지금부터 혹시 되는 거예요?
Arum sampled one of the perfumes sold at the perfumery tent. After smelling several different kinds, she chooses a musk-scented perfume. As darkness descends on the park, food trucks and flea market tents turn on the lights, which are reflected on the Hangang River flowing right by the marketplace.
어둑어둑해지면서 이 주홍빛
The lights from the orange tents are coming on one by one as the sky darkens. When you look to the other side, you can see the Hangang River flowing slowly and even a sightseeing boat sailing on it. The peaceful scenery on the river stands in contrast to the noisy and vibrant night market.
날씨상까지 볼 수 있는 그런 곳인 것 같습니다.
An hour passed by quickly as Arum took in the evening scenery. At precisely 6 o'clock, the food trucks open their windows to welcome visitors with loud music blaring in the background. The smell of delicious food wafting from the food trucks tempts passers-by to stop and taste the various treats.
음식 냄새가 너무 나면서 저희
The smell of food is whetting my appetite. Each truck has a distinct character and they offer a wide variety of menus. 푸드 트럭스 have become the latest culinary craze in Korea. The 1-ton trucks equipped with their own kitchens are restaurants on wheels that offer their own specialties. These food trucks are a far cry from run-of-the-mill street food vendors. More than 40 food trucks gathered at the Seoul Bamdokgaebi Night Market are operated by experienced chefs who make various cuisines from around the world. The foods offered here are just as delicious and clean as those sold at upmarket restaurants. Chef Lee Kyung-jae, who runs Halbae Churros, started this food truck after wrapping up his 40-year career as a hotel executive chef. His signature menu is churros, a Spanish fried dough pastry.
이게 스페인이란다나 저 아시죠?
This is a traditional food of Spanish shepherds. When they went up to the mountains to herd their sheep, they took a bunch of churros with chocolate and coffee and survived on it for days.
The Halbae in the food truck's title means grandpa. It was given its name by Chef Kyung-jae, who wanted to show the grandfatherly love that goes into his churros.
I wouldn't have started this business if I wanted to make money out of it. Look at this oil. It's cleaner than pure water. I begin frying churros only after I get a customer order. It takes 2 minutes, but I don't make anything in advance. So most of my customers are repeat customers.
Adam tries a churros made by the honest chef. Did you hear the crispy crunch? It was so delicious that she could have eaten a dozen of them, but she had to stop at just one because she still had a lot more food to taste tonight. Diverse cuisine is sold at the food truck zone. Korean, American, Italian, Japanese, Chinese, Southeast Asian, Mexican, and more. For a foodie like Adam, this place is like heaven. Lively music blasts out of the truck speakers, firing up the atmosphere and making Adam feel like she's at a rock festival. She has a hard time choosing which food to taste first. She decides to try out the meat dishes offered at the farthest section inside the night market because she needs energy to walk around the spacious marketplace. But alas, long lines have formed in front of all the steak trucks while she was trying to make up her mind.
진짜 6시 딱 정각인데 벌써부터 줄이 어마어마하게 쓰는 한 30m 정도는 되는 것 같아요. 이거 보니까 저도 너무 배가 고파지는데 일단 도전할 수 있어요.
The mouth-watering smell of the meat and vegetables sizzling on top of the hot grill drafts out of the truck kitchen to lure visitors. Adam chooses one truck and stands in line. The line has gotten longer, now going completely around the truck. About 15 minutes later, she finally reaches the head of the line and tries the steak.
It tastes just as good as the steaks I had in other restaurants. The meat is tender and juicy, and there are jalapeno peppers, onions, and a sauce. The food is put inside a small paper container to make it easy to carry around.
A square paper box the size of her palm contains 150 grams of steak, grilled vegetables, pickled jalapeno peppers, and steak sauce. It's a complete meal in itself. It was absolutely delicious, but just as satisfying as the taste was the price. Adam's steak meal cost only 9,000 won, just under $9.
A play is underway on an outdoor stage set up at the riverside. The actors' humorous expressions and witty dialogue are very entertaining. The night market offers a wide range of cultural performances throughout the venue to suit all tastes. People spread blankets to settle down wherever they want and watch the shows while enjoying the food they bought at the food trucks. Adam thinks it's a wonderful way to spend a night. Then she spots a truck selling takoyaki, a famous ball-shaped Japanese snack made with a flour batter and octopus.
안녕하세요. 뭐가 제일 맛있어요?
오리지널 잘 팔리고요. 양파 슬라이스. 양파 슬라이스 와사비. 약간
혼합. 와사비? 와사비.
This truck sells a variety of takoyaki, some of which have been modified to suit Korean palates. The truck owner says he's been running this food truck for 7 years now and is quite proud of his creations and skills.
I reinvented some of them to suit Korean people's preference. People of all ages like my takoyaki. I went to Osaka last week and tried their takoyaki, but mine was much better.
When the batter inside the round molds turns golden brown, he takes them out and fills them up with another batch. The way he quickly turns the takoyaki balls with the stick is fascinating. People stand amazed as they watch his hands rapidly move back and forth. Piping hot takoyaki is handed over to the waiting customers as soon as they come off the grill.
The octopus in this takoyaki is more tender and flavorful than the one sold at other places. It seems tastier because it stays hot.
Just like the takoyaki food truck owner, several chefs here have learned to cook local specialties from natives. Chef Song Ho-jin, the owner of Pantai Warung, which means a seaside restaurant in Indonesian, says that he had learned how to cook Indonesian food from a native chef in Bali.
A chef in Bali and I developed the sauce together. It was made for Korean tastes. We use only coconut oil for all our dishes, so our nasi goreng tastes authentic without being too greasy.
Nasi goreng, the Indonesian version of fried rice, is Korean people's favorite Indonesian food. Pantai Warung's nasi goreng is offered with a fried egg, crispy fried shallots, and a special sauce. Adam pops the yolk over her order of shrimp nasi goreng and mixes it in with the rice, garnishes, and the sauce to enjoy the flavor.
The owner said he owned the special sauce to suit the Korean palate. The sauce tastes really special, just like the owner said. I like it. The fried garnish is very crispy too.
Pantai Warung's chef Song Ho-jin is very proud of the Seoul Bamdokgaebi night market.
I've been to many night markets, but nothing comes close to the Seoul Bamdokgaebi night market. It is well organized, and the food trucks all have their distinct characteristics. They're not only clean, but the quality of the food has been approved by culinary experts. You will not regret trying out these food trucks. Time flies when chefs cook with passion and visitors savor delicious foods under the flashing lights. The big park is now packed with people enjoying the clear, refreshing autumn night. There are friends, families, and office workers out for an after-work get-together. Adam talks to one woman who says she came to the night market to celebrate quitting her job.
오늘 제가 퇴사했거든요. 퇴사 기념으로.
I quit my job today. My friend brought me to the night market to celebrate my newfound freedom and tour around Seoul. I think Seoul is a romantic city. I thought I would feel bittersweet about quitting my job, but I only find it sweet.
섭섭하지가 않고 아주 시원해요.
Adam wishes the woman luck in the future. Then she sees some people carrying illuminated glasses. What are these glasses that glow brightly in the dark?
에이드가 1리터짜리고요. 아래에 LED.
This is a liter-sized drink with an LED light at the bottom of the glass. The light emits various colors and makes a fruit drink taste even better than the one sold at cafes. It looks very romantic and sparkly.
살려주는 엄청 번쩍번쩍해요. 너무 좋은 것 같아.
The woman claims that the liter-sized fruitade is the must-have drink at the night market. Adam decides to try one too. The truck that sells the fruit drink resembles a nightclub, with its flashing psychedelic lights and upbeat music. Adam can't help but move to the rhythm as she waits in line.
뭐가 제일 맛있어요?
Adam orders the best-selling pink lemonade. The drink sparkles as the bottom of the glass is fitted with a colorful LED bulb. It's the perfect drink for the night market. It's not only locals who are enjoying the night market either, as a group of foreigners are laughing and drinking beer by the river.
This is really nice. I like the atmosphere of everyone enjoying themselves, and it was interesting to see the food truck selling different kinds of food. And the autumn weather in Korea is wonderful, much like the weather in Chile. The wind and temperature are just right, and the Hangang River is beautiful. I really recommend this place. I think everyone would like it.
Lo encontré muy, muy entretenido. Lo recomendaría, sí, sí o sí.
I've seen before, but I really like it. All the food is so good and clean and fun. Now we're just enjoying the view. Probably all the different foods, because I saw pasta and Mexican food and really good Korean food. So, like, the mix-up of culture makes it really unique. The chips were, like, really good because I would put, like, a little bit of the coleslaw and then I'd break apart the ball and then eat it on a chip, which was, like, crunchy with the of the ball, the shrimp ball.
Nicholas from Chile and Isla from the United States all loved the food and the market atmosphere. Adam was certain that they would tell their friends back home about the amazing experience they had at the Seoul Bamdokgaebi Night Market. It's now 9 o'clock, but the autumn night seems to have heated up from all the excitement and good food. Adam hears an announcement that a concert is about to start. The band's soothing acoustic music transforms the vibrant night market into a romantic setting. The cruise ships and illuminated bridges shine brightly like stars above the river amid the sweet melodies. Adam will surely remember tonight as one of the most charming and fun nights in her life. That's all we have for this week's edition of the Korea Travelogue. Next week, producer Oh Adam takes listeners to Gwangmyeong Cave, the only cave theme park in the Seoul metropolitan area. This has been Jenny Jo, and thank you for listening.